Work on the Lagos-Medina Delta overhead road will be completed in 3 months. A footbridge has been conceded to enable pedestrians to safely cross over the busy road. President John Mahama, who inspected the road, urged motorists not to take advantage of the good nature of the road to speed needlessly. Pascal Nadadevo reports.
Roads are critical to the development of any growing economy, and government places priority on the rather capital-intensive sector. The 4.6-kilometer Lagos-Medina-Delta Road started in 2007 but came to a halt for lack of funds. Under late President John Evans Atta Mills, the road was added to other three projects: Achimoto-Fancourt, Sofo Line-Kumasi, Suhuma Pejua, and nicknamed the Gang of Four, to be financed solely by government. The Lagos-Medina-Delta Road is known for its intense traffic, and as work progresses, some relief is expected. President Mahama looks forward to speedy but quality work done.
Roads are one of the priority areas for this government because everybody wants better roads, and improved roads add to the GDP of the country. If people are able to move goods and services much faster, it leads to the growth of the economy and reduction in prices of goods that are moved. I hope that I'll come back in 3 months and everything is finished.
Minister of Roads and Highways Alhaji Amin Suleimani suggests that a footbridge is immediately put up at vantage points. This is not part of the main project being undertaken. The minister is also unhappy about the theft of materials being used for the road project by some unscrupulous persons.
We need to put footbridges here as quickly as possible. If they open the other carriageway, we can anticipate the recklessness of our drivers on this road. So we need a footbridge, one at Pisek, one at Opongolo, and the one at Golf House. Those are the challenges, but they were not part of the original contract. So when the contract finishes, we will have to negotiate with them and let them carry on with this footbridge as quickly as possible.
The public complained that the distance between the two bridges are too long, and so we need to consider that and make, you know, many more alternatives so that people can cross safely. It doesn't pay for government to invest so much money in improving the roads only for people to lose their lives. Already I can see that because this tunnel has been opened, the speed with which vehicles are passing here is very great.
The $100 million road project is being undertaken by Messrs. Sonitra Construction.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.